They're going to say yes. Do you know what I mean?
Sorry,
so
like, no, so I know what
you
mean.
Do you want fries with that?
Yeah. So yeah. Do you want fries with that?
Yeah, you hit fries there quite hard. So nice and simple.
Sorry.
Really.
Yeah, yeah, no, sorry, sorry.
Natural, 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 natural. Yeah, yeah. Do you want fries with that?
Do you want fries with that?
No, no. Listen carefully. Very carefully. Do you want fries with that?
Do you want fries with that?
Well, that's the worst one so far. And that makes it sound like both customer and meal are dire.
Opposite to what we want.
Exactly, yeah. So, nice. Do you want fries with that?
Okay. Do you want fries with that?
No.
Do you want fries with that?
No way, mate.
Do you actually want fries with that?
You're changing the words now.
Do you want fries with that?
Words are good. Intonation's still way off.
Do you want some bikes?
That's the worst of both worlds.
Do you want to...
Stop. I'm sorry. I'm going to backtrack. I don't think I can hire you.
Same old story. Whatever job I do, I always struggle with the key phrase.
Yeah, I was going to say, your CV is incredible. Why don't you go back to being a lawyer?
No, I couldn't say, Objection, Your Honour! I guess this is just another failure.
Well, why don't you just man the milkshake stand? All you have to say is, which flavour? Do you think...
Which flavour?
What? Yes. You're hired,
fantastic.
Mate.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Not at all. Can you start today?
Yes.
Do you always say yes like that?
I do.
That's a bigger problem. The pin. Now, this next sketch is real Oscar bait, but... It is 3 pages long, and unfortunately, for some reason, we've lost the second page. We've no idea where that's gone.
Yeah, a bit of a mystery, guys. But it shouldn't be a problem. The first and third pages are really good, so the sketch still makes complete sense. It's called Bed World. Here we go, page one.
So, all these beds are at half price?
When it comes to a deal at Bed World, you won't catch us napping.
But seriously, there must be some sort of catch.
No, here. Everything's covered in our warranty, so you can sleep easy.
Using a lot of bed puns.
Ooh, sounds like a dream.
And then no second page, obviously, so smoothly onto page three.
Behold, mortal, the forces of Golovaron!
Count Druk, my blood is cursed. It'll never satisfy your alien gods.
Silence, mortal! The planets are aligned! You cannot stop the Zoroastrian prophecy!
You Sector 9 aliens seem to forget humanity's greatest power.
Your lasers?
Our love.
No!
Yeah, so, yeah, second page does do some legwork.
Yeah.
Speaking, how can I help?
Hi, I need to transfer some money from my savings to my current account. I'm trying to catch this train and I've clearly run out of
No problem, we can do that. Can I take your name?
It's Tim Porter.
Okay, date of birth?
23rd of September, 1989. So, yeah, I just need to quickly put, like, £30...
Sorry, one second, Mr. Porter. Yeah. Could I get your mother's maiden name?
It's McManuson.
Yep.
So, could I quickly just transfer...
Dad's favourite bread?
Sorry, are these all...
Just for your security, yeah. There is a clue if you need it.
Ooh, okay, what's the clue?
Rye.
Is it rye bread?
It is.
Right. So can I have £30 to my current account?
If you saw a stranger being verbally abused, would you keep quiet or intervene?
Obviously I'd intervene.
I've got down that you wouldn't, I'm afraid.
What?
Sorry, Tim, do you not remember setting these security questions?
No.
I've got down here that you do.
Well, okay, well, I don't know what to say then,
I've got down here that you do know what to say. I'm sorry, Tim, have you missed your train?
Yeah.
Correct, and you're through security. How can I help?
Can I transfer £30,
please? Your accounts are empty.
Cheers, mate.
The pin.
Ooh, Benny, maybe that's the sketch to scoop the Oscar.
No missing middle page, no bizarre transition from beds to aliens.
Well, luckily, we don't have to make this call by ourselves. Liz, our technician, she's been with us from day one. She's a real laugh, big fan of our stuff. Liz, what do you reckon, mate?
Keen to get home, guys.
Try something else. Cool. Okay, yeah. Oh, now, guys, worth mentioning going into this next sketch. Whilst writing it, Ben got a bit of bad news.
No, not worth mentioning. Not worth mentioning at all. I'm a professional, so whatever bad news I may or may not have got didn't affect the sketch at all. Here we go. Stevens, you're the finest SAS operative we've got.
Thank you, Colonel.
Which is why I need you to head up the most dangerous mission we've ever been assigned. Listen very carefully. Although, can I just quickly say, isn't it infuriating when your phone company increases their tariff?
Colonel, I couldn't agree more. It's an outrage.
An outrage is right. Even though I was assured my contract entailed a fixed monthly price, it turns out they've used a loophole to get around the retail price index.
You should phone them up.
And fill their coffers, not on my tariff.
You're in the right. The phone company is in the wrong.
I'm too angry with this tariff business to continue our vital meeting. Let's chat later.
I completely understand. Right, so the bad news, Ben, was that you got done over by phone crooks, eh?
What? No, if you must know, my aunt passed away.
Oh, so what? Okay, what was that stuff about the phone tariff?
Well, it sounds like the colonel didn't read his contract. It's one of those situations.
Right, yeah.
Lazy colonel.
Yeah, it's a lazy colonel, guys. Come on.
I wish my aunt was alive.
What?
No, next sketch, come on.
The pin.
Whoa. Sorry, mate, you're not coming in.
Oh, come on, man.
No, not without a girl. It's twos only.
Says who?
Says Noah. Look, you want to get in the ark, you got to find yourself a girl.
I can't. I've looked everywhere.
Well, you can't have looked hard enough because she's out there. It's God's great plan, isn't it? Two of everything. Two giraffes, whales, you know, lions, and in your case,
Dickfish.
Oh, you're the dickfish?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there is only one of you. Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, from what I've heard, it's like God made you and then was like, ooh, yeah, happy to leave that there, to be honest.
Well, that's obviously incredibly tough from my perspective.
Well, getting wiped out.
Partly the fact that
you're a fish with a penis for a head.
Yes,
yeah.
And partly the reveal that...
God regretted making
you're
you.
You're totting it up?
Yeah. Hang on, there's a flood. You're a fish, why don't you just swim away?
I actually can't swim.
Oh, because of the...
The weight of it, yeah.
The pin. It's not for everyone.
Ben, I've got a question for you. Do you think that every moment is innately special, or that we must strive to make it special?
I don't care.
No.
Let's carry on with the show.
Sure.
We have more time for us.
Got a lot to think about,
yeah.
The Oscar stuff. Yeah. Next sketch.
I'll ask you one more time, you lying little rat. What's the password to defuse the bomb?
Agent Bradley, how will you sleep with millions of lives on your conscience?
The password, or we execute your family.
Ha! You don't have my family.
No? CCTV footage of cell F, please.
Oh, you bastards. Oh, okay, fine. I will tell you the password. It is a reference to the latest episode of Game of Thrones.
No. Come on, man, no spoilers.
The pin.
Benny, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
100%. Alex, that's the one to send.
Liz, fire that sketch over to the Oscars judging panel in Hollywood, California.
Guys, the submission deadline for the Oscars was months ago.
What? Well, so tonight's been completely pointless.
Well, I knew you'd take forever to decide, so I actually submitted something of yours a while back.
What did you send in?
Oh, I just picked out a page at random, something about some aliens in a bed shop.
For God's sake, Liz, the whole point was we're meant to send in our best sketch.
Yeah, an out-of-context page about some aliens in a bed shop is hardly going to make the Oscars create a new category, is it?
Well, the ceremony's on now if you want to listen in.
Welcome back to the Oscars. And time now for a new category we've created this year. It's Best Out-of-Context Page About Some Aliens in a Bed Shop.
Oh, my God, Benny.
And the winner is... Will Ferrell! For page 57 of The Drowsy UFO.
Well, fair play, the guy's a talent.
He's a real, incredible writer. Well, we may not have won an Oscar, but we've gained something else tonight. Something that we were too blinded by the dream of fame and fortune to see. Liz, you made an executive call when you sent in that page, and that shows loyalty, shows discipline, and it shows a love and affection that we
really couldn't... Really keen to head home, guys. right.
That's fine. Do you want me to cue you in to play the final credits, or are you going to...
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen and featured Freya Parker and Brian Prothero. The producer was Sam Bryant, and it was a BBC Studios production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Hi.
Hello, I'm from the Guinness World Records.
Oh, finally!
Yeah, I'm sorry it took us so long to decide, but relax, the wait is over. I can confirm that at 51 feet, your fingernails are indeed the longest in the world. Congratulations! Hang on, where have your nails gone?
Waiting for this result has been very nerve-wracking.
The Pin.
Well, that's our first sketch. I'm Ben, next to me is Alex, and together we are The Pin. You all right, Alex?
Yeah, just think about that first sketch. Yeah. Sorry, how much nail has that guy eaten?
Yeah, he's had a very weird time there,
yeah,
hasn't he?
I mean, look, I can understand a few jitters pre-Guinness record, but that's madness.
I'd be very surprised if he survived the night. Well, if you enjoyed that utterly baffling scenario, then do stay tuned, as there are plenty more on the way.
But before we get going, dear listener, just a few do's and don'ts. Don't.
Don't do that.
Do you reckon?
I do.
The Pin.
Oscar Wilde, as the sole witness, obviously your testimony is our only hope of catching this sick murderer, so please be as clear as you can. Where exactly were you stood at the time of the attack?
In this life, one cannot stand anywhere before understanding what one cannot.
Right. If you can just keep it simple, that
would... Simplicity is the most complex idea known to man.
Where he stood, mate?
By the bins.
By the bins. And the murderer, what was he wearing?
He wore an expression that all men wear, a mask...
Not his expression, his clothes.
Okay. He had upon his head that ornament which flatters to deceive, yet deceives to flatter.
A hat?
Yes, but enjoy the craft of it.
What kind of hat was this, Oscar?
It was a hat...
I can see your cogs wearing it, Oscar.
A hat that couldn't be said to be of fashion, just as fashion itself... not my best work. I had time to think about the other
A young
ones.
Woman has been murdered.
Yeah, okay, all right, fine. There was one detail. He bore a mark, a most clear mark.
Okay, thank you. What type of mark?
That mark of sadness, which all who have
Pointless.
Loved and lost...
And, you know, it's so frustrating that you're the only witness every time Jack the Ripper strikes.
And suspicious.
What?
Poetry.
The Pin.
Oh, Benny, just got a text from our accountant. He says he's listening.
Yes, you see, dear listener, our accountant's told us that our show always goes over budget, so we're out to prove to him that we can do a great episode on a shoestring.
So I went to circus school to learn how to balance on a shoestring,
well,
and...
The shoestring thing's a metaphor.
I remember you saying that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're a good loser, Mr. Accountant, as when it comes to challenges, the Pin have a fine record.
Yeah, it's fine, it's okay.
It's fine,
okay.
It's absolutely fine. Yeah. But we won't be beaten tonight.
Well, Benny, here's a great way for us to tighten the purse strings. I know we were going to premiere a brand new Scandinavian drama on tonight's show, but to save on copyright, I've written my own dark Nordic thriller. It's called Distra Min. Got to clothe min hair.
Jigskul onsk de va en goden.
Mensnara som just det.
Svaten in that. En veklig brutale, drapet...
Hang on, Alex, there's so many typos here.
Yeah,
what the...
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, actually. Sorry about that.
I mean, alarm bells for me were going with the title.
Yeah. Distramin, that should be this dark mind. Let's leave that. Right, I think I finally know what I'm going to say.
Really?
How about one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? I mean, epic, right?
Yeah, epic, exactly.
Seriously,
yeah,
epic.
Oh
okay,
God,
that's what I'm going to go. I tell you, that's a real well-up. I've been worrying about that the whole journey.
Yeah. Although, didn't they use that for the moon landing?
Do you reckon that rules it out?
Well, maybe just stick to what you had before. What was it?
Okay. Hello, I'm your tour guide. Welcome to Marbella.
I think that's it.
Okay.
The pin.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course you can.
It's a bit awkward.
That's okay. Come on.
Well, the other night, I was with Lucy and, we were... And, you know, I was really into it, but then suddenly...
I'll stop you there. I know exactly what you're going to say because you got it from me. As a young man travelling Peru, I was cursed by a witch doctor, and every time I get excited, bam, my penis goes green and scaly like a lizard. Don't worry, just apply salt, take a bath, then scrub yourself very hard with this rubber mitten I had made, all right?
I just meant that I started thinking about my ex.
Right, yeah. Yeah, cool.
What was all that stuff about lizards, guys?
Huh?
So you saying about something like green and scaly like a lizard?
Oh, a little while ago, yeah, that was just a little laugh, a joke. good.
Then why have you got that rubber mitten?
For baking.
I've never seen you bake.
That's going to change now, I've got this mitten.
I mean, it's got anti-lizard scales written on it.
Has it? Oh, I have to take that back.
Dad, have you seen a doctor?
No point. I've got salt in the mitten, boy.
Right, I am taking you to hospital now.
Shall I bring the mitten?
Leave the mitten.
So just the vat of salt?
Leave everything that's in that chest. Right, I'll bring the car around.
Okay, don't look in the glove compartment.
The pin.
Or Benny. Our accountant will be pleased that we didn't wear Elizabethan costume for that sketch. Would have cost a bomb.
Yeah, and being irrelevant for the sketch.
And pointless for radio.
Just before we do the next sketch, I just want to say we had some help getting the show done on a budget from Alex's mate, who drove us here, saved us a few quid, so thank you to him.
Well, yeah, thanks to him. He's more Ben's mate, really, but...
Yeah, originally, yeah. I met him first, I guess, but you guys are friends.
Oh, no, we get on really well, absolutely. Yeah, big time. Sorry, I just thought you said thanks to Alex's mate. I was a little bit like... Oh. Alex's mate. Okay.
Just because you guys are friends, so...
No, we get on. I was room for a drink last week, so, yeah.
So, okay,
sorry, you threw me a little bit, because you said thanks to... I was ready for it. Anyway, Alex's
okay.
mate.
All right, okay. Lots to get through. Kind of making it a bit awkward.
No, okay, genuinely. Sorry, I didn't...
No, it's fine, mate. Genuinely.
Just you said thanks to Alex's mate, and Just because, like, he's your dad.
Oh, fine. All right, yeah, massive thanks to my dad.
Alan!
Oh, yeah. Hi, Henry.
Now, Susan tells me you've given up the cigarettes. You must be feeling so much better.
Well, it's only been a few weeks now.
Well, even just a month after giving up, your body starts to rebuild.
Right, okay, good. Yeah.
And you must have noticed how much better you smell.
Well, hard for me to personally have any perspective.
Now, trust me,
on that,
your breath will have stunk before.
Right.
And think how much money you're saving.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
In fact, I guess the only downside is you can't say, oops, sorry, off for a cig to get out of annoying conversations.
No.
Well, I'm going to nip for a cig.
Yeah.
It's the pin.
Guys, it's time now for a special guest, the famed impressionist, Anton Briggs.
Just before we get Anton out there, I'm afraid Alex and I need to go backstage.
What? Why?
There's a pipe that started leaking. So I'm very sorry, guys. Just very, very quickly.
So where's this leaking pipe?
There is no leaky pipe. I just needed an excuse to get us backstage.
Oh, so which legend fixed it?
Forget the pipe.
Okay.
Right, here's the situation. I've actually cancelled Anton so that we can save some money on his fee. Our accountant's going to love it. The only problem is now we don't have a guest.
Oh, so what are we going to do? No guest and a problem pipe.
Lose the pipe. Okay. I don't know why you keep coming back to the pipe. The solution is very simple. You pretend to be Anton doing an impression of you.
Perfect.
You don't understand?
No.
Okay. I'll say, hi, Anton, can you do an impression of Alex? You say whatever you want in your own voice, and everyone will think it's Anton doing an impersonation.
Yeah, but the audience here tonight will see that it's just me.
Screw them. It doesn't matter so long as the listener is conned. In fact, it's good that the audience are in on this so they don't give the game away.
Is that why you put these microphones backstage?
Exactly.
Oh, you're a clever boy, Benny. But wait, if we're recording this chat now, won't the listener at home hear it as well?
No, I'll just edit it out of the final cut.
You won't forget?
Forget me? The man who coined the phrase, to forget is to renew one's dignity.
Wasn't it renounce?
Renounce one's dignity. Ready to go back, Anton?
I'm ready, Benny.
So, excitingly now, it's time for Mr. Anton Briggs. Now, Anton, I bet you can do a great impression of Alex?
Yeah, hey, I'm Alex.
Whoa! That is absolutely uncanny.
Thank you. Yeah, no, hello, I'm Alex from The Pin.
That's spot on. Genuinely, in fact, Anton, I bet, why don't you try and do an impression of me as well?
Oh, great idea, yeah. Okay, I'll drop the Alex voice and do the Ben impression in 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm
Ben. And I I see what you meant.
Yeah, it's done now.
Hello?
Dave, mate, I think I can see you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's me?
Okay, right, spin round 3 times, clap your hands right in the air and shout, yeah!
That's wicked! Oh, I love this sort of thing. Alright, ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, yeah!
It's not you. I'm in Covent Garden.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, where are you?
In the loo at home.
You're listening to The Pin.
Well, guys, we're coming to the end of tonight's episode, and our accountant will be pleased to see that we've done an efficient show without breaking the bank.
I am not pleased at all.
Mr. Accountant.
Oh, I love it when people surnames the jobs they do.
Guys, your cost-cutting measures have been a disaster. I guess it's up to me to show you how to do good budget sketches. Right, read this. It's one I've written about my funny experiences as an accountant.
Oh, look, Gary, it's our accountant.
Mr. Accountant, I bet you have lots of funny stories from your career.
Well, in fact, yes. The other day, I sent a client a contract, and he signed and returned only one of 2 copies, because he thought I'd included the extra copy by mistake, not realising that I need it for my legal records. Sketch comedy.
It's probably the BBC pulling us from the airwaves. Yeah, hello?
Hi, guys, it's Mr. Accountant here.
What? But
if that's our accountant on the phone, then who's this?
It's me, the impressionist Anton Briggs.
Well, Anton, if that's your normal voice, I can see why you work as an impressionist. Can we maybe go back to the...
I can go back to the accountant voice if
that... That was nice, that was
Okay, look, yeah, like this.
That's much better.
That's quite nice.
So hang on, why did you make us do that terrible sketch?
To pay you back for cancelling on me. Now you're ruined.
Ruined? No, that's why I'm calling. The accountant sketch was hilarious. Contract errors happen more than you might think. You have done a great episode on a budget. You even got an impressionist for free. Bye.
Well, this has backfired for you, Anton.
Completely, yeah. Can I go back to using my real name?
I'll keep it as is. Anton, out of interest, have you ever met our accountant before?
Nope.
Then how did you know what you said?
Complete fluke.
Oh.
Well, I'll be seeing it.
Got to say, that is an incredible impression of a door, Anton.
Thanks. Well, I'll be seeing it.
Oh, great stuff, Ben. We did manage it on a shoestring. And I guess we've learnt tonight that, well, it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, black or white. Raising a family is about a hell of a lot more...
No.
We didn't really get into that stuff.
It was about the accounting.
And the impressionist.
Yeah.
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen and featured Nick Mohammed. The producer was Sam Bryant, and it was a BBC Studios production. And now it's over. The Pin.
Hey, can I use your loo?
Sorry, sir. I'm afraid the toilet is only for paying customers.
Please, mate, I'm desperate.
I'm sorry, but it is a strict policy.
Okay, fine. Just do me like a Chinese symbol on my neck, but quick, please.
Okay.
The Pin.
Well, there's our first sketch. I'm Ben, beside me is Alex, and together we are The Pin. Alex, you look a little bit troubled.
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking about that first sketch. I understand that he needs a tinkle, but sorry, a tattoo for life.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary decision. When he asked for the loo, I thought it was set in, like, a pub or a cafe.
Yes. Yes, me too.
Yeah. Well, the guy's clearly an idiot. But if you are partial to such chapters of lunacy, then be contented, as many more sketches are on their way. But first, a quick apology, guys. Sorry, but we've had to cut one of our favourite sketches from the show, the OCD vicar, in order to make time for that apology.
I could just, like, quickly do the punchline.
Oh, yeah, okay, go on. Okay.
Oh, no, now I've got to write my sermon and reorder my socks. Doesn't really make sense.
Not on its own,
No.
The Pin.
Your Majesty, King Henry, I have received order for Catherine Parr, your sixth wife, to be beheaded.
Protestant sympathies cannot be tolerated.
Sure. Only thing is...
Do you waver, sir? Waver at the king's word?
No way. No, it's just that beheading Catherine would make it harder to remember the fate of your wives. Because it would be divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, beheaded.
Law survived at the end.
This is it.
Yeah. It doesn't have same ring.
No.
Good point. Yeah.
Just trying to think of
another one. Yeah.
Divorce, beheaded, died. Oh, what about divorce, beheaded, died? Divorce, beheaded, tried.
Tried? Tried, what's in court of law?
Not really your style.
I was going to say.
No.
Do you remember the dissolution of the monasteries?
Yeah. Oh, what about... Okay, divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheheded, cast aside.
Cast aside? What, should we give her some chocolates as well?
Fair enough, sorry. Okay.
I was going to say, cast aside. I've executed close friends.
Yeah, so. Right.
Horseman died. Oh, I've got it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's well. Pied.
Pied?
Yeah. You cook her in a pie, I eat it.
So I'd actually have to... Okay, the rhyme's good. I'm not 100% up for doing that.
No, fair enough. And with my gout...
Yes, right.
Oh, God. Yeah. Tricky, isn't it?
It is, bro. Not if you just settled down.
What?
Oh, nothing.
You having a pop now?
No.
Having a pop at the Big King?
Not at all.
Okay. Don't like my personal life. You didn't like my suggestion about the pie. How about we sort another rhyme? What about the fate of my advisors? Because what would that be so far? Be beheaded, beheaded, beheaded. Beheaded, beheaded.
Was not beheaded. Because he was a good guy. And he had a bad day. And if we were to look at the previous performance of... As an advisor, we'd go, yeah, good. So was not beheaded. Was not... Shall I get the pastry?
If you would, yeah.
The Pin.
Cor, Benny, you must be feeling excited.
Ah, yes, you see, dear listener, tonight I will fulfil my lifetime's ambition to go down in the record books. Here's the plan. At the end of the episode, I'll say the only remaining sentence yet to be uttered on radio. It's taken me 4 years to find this elusive phrase, because you'd be amazed at what's already been said. For example, shove it, you, the captain's legs have wilted.
Just a minute, 1987.
Or, stop it, Maureen, that eel is for the wedding.
Auntie Maureen's nasty time. Axed after one episode.
And indeed, look, you two, what you're doing with that garden gnome is unprofessional, illegal, and represents a genuine danger to those school kids.
Our technician in last week's episode. Well, Benny, I'll be laying on some treats to help prep you for your big moment. So first, some inspiration. I've engaged the services of a man who knows, a thing or two about delivering a key line under pressure, none other than Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh, wow.
So, at great expense, here's a recording of Benedict reading his favourite poem.
Should have gotten
to read it out loud.
Yeah.
Here, King Cross with half up and four in 2 minutes.
Platform four.
Peter Bingham?
Yes?
We need to talk.
Sorry, do I know you?
I am your future self. I've just travelled 20 years back in time to tell you something of the highest importance.
All right, mate. I've really got to catch this
train before it leaves. I have a big job interview in London. Yes, I know, Peter. I've been here before.
Sorry, what?
The first girl you kissed was Janine Belford. Your maths teacher was Mr. Draper, and you struggled to pronounce the word...
Serviette. So it's true. Well, I guess that explains our incredible physical similarity.
I was going to say, I shouldn't have to go into the serviette stuff. No. I really shouldn't.
I mean, you pronounced it fine that time.
20 years more practice.
But sorry, your limp, your scars, I mean, what happens to me?
Unspeakable misery and misfortune. It all hinges on this job interview. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Without that job, you will end up depressed, divorced, and forever asking yourself, what if? So don't make the same mistake I did. Do not, I repeat, do not miss that train.
Missed it now.
Cocked it up.
I mean, if we hadn't been speaking,
yeah. Oh, yeah, easily, straight on. I tell you, I can't believe this has happened again.
The pin.
Alex, I was just thinking, I only get really one shot to get into the record book, so I'm just going to nip backstage, do a quick vocal warm-up, if that's okay. Are you okay to cover?
Oh, yeah, no worries. Actually, I need to talk to the audience about something anyway, so.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool, I'll back him up.
All right, off you. Okay, guys, here's my next little treat for Ben to get him relaxed for the record. When he comes back, I'll say, hey, Ben, do you say either or either? And then he'll say either, you know, or he might say either. And then whichever one he says, I'll say the other one. So let's say he says either. Then I'll say, okay, so you say either. And then he'll go, no, I say either. And then I'll go, but you said you say either. And then he'll say, no, I say either. And then I'll say, yeah, that's what I'm saying, you say either. And he'll go, no, I say, and then we'll go on and on and on. It'll be absolutely classic. Okay, don't say anything. All right. Here he comes. Hey, Ben. Hey, mate. Just wondering, man, do you say either or either?
I think I just vary between the two. What?
Huh?
You alright?
Yeah. So you say either?
I switch between them.
Okay.
What are you talking to the audience
about? No, nothing. Next sketch, let's do the next sketch.
The pin.
Hi, I'd like to register my new business, please. It's a fried chicken shop.
Okay, certainly. Under what name?
So the name I want to go for is Best Fried Chicken.
Okay, no, that's not going to work.
No? What? No good?
Well, it's very good, which is why it was registered way back in 1965.
Oh, okay. Well, my backup name, if it's okay, is Classic Fried Chicken.
Right, I'm afraid the Classic Fried Chicken ship sailed a long time ago.
Ideal Fried Chicken.
Ooh, is this conversation happening on May the 15th, 1973?
No.
Then it's a no from me as well. But these days, mate, look, all the normal names for chicken shops are taken. You need to start incorporating words that have no right to be associated with food.
Royal Chicken.
Okay, what you've done there is bring a knife to a gunfight.
I'm trying to think of one now. Mr. Chicken Apathy.
Taken.
Memory Chicken Basket.
Taken.
Carpeted Chicken Backlash.
Is taken. Look, to give you a sense of the mountain you're climbing here, Fry Fry Fishy Baby, Nicey Nice Rib Shack and Chicky House Bubble Factory Lovely Boy and Uncle Express is taken. And I'm getting applications for it daily.
Oh, you know what, forget it, this is just too much hassle. Can I just quickly register my other new business?
Yeah, that would be sensible.
So it's a minicab service, and ideally I'd like to call it Quick Cab.
You appear to have learnt nothing.
The pin.
Alex, of course, you wrote this next sketch, didn't you?
Yeah, can't wait to do it. Just give me a sec to get in the zone.
Go on, Alex. Focus. Let's nail this sketch. Hang on. Who's that in the audience? Is that my ex-girlfriend? Oh, God, it is.
Okay, you ready, Alex? Okay, so here we go. The sketch is called The Hateful Ex-Girlfriend.
Will she know it's based on her? I do mention her favourite TV show. And her full name. Oh, God, what am I going to do?
Hey, Alex, sorry, I came as quickly as I could. What's your ex-girlfriend done now?
I can't really remember, Ben.
But I thought you were really angry with her.
Ooh, how could I be angry with such a lovely person.
I think I'm getting away with this.
All right, so why have you asked me to come round?
To show you an impression.
Oh, okay. What's the impression about?
It's an impression of a microphone.
Ooh, speaking to me. I'm a microphone.
Okay, then that was the microphone impression sketch.
Oh, thank God that's over.
Time now for our next sketch.
Wait, who's that sitting behind her?
Now this one's really not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, it's my old headmaster.
Time for the pedo headmaster.
We're gonna skip that one.
All right, Alex, it's time.
Genuinely?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Wow. Okay, this is so exciting. Benny, you've put in 4 years of prep and training. It's time for you to enter the record books. Over to you, pal, for the one sentence that has never before been said on radio. Oh, and just FYI, mate, as the last of my little treats, I've laid on a fanfare to celebrate when you're done.
Oh, okay, great.
Sorry, guys, what's my cue for the fanfare?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to start techie. The cue is when Ben says, 9 silk draconian petals have rendered the gutter a Toblerone.
You ruined it.
I see the error.
Yeah.
Not now. Not now.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry, Ben. I've ruined your chance of going down in history.
Not necessarily. Hey, Alex. Hey, Ben. My name is Patchard Joe. And let me tell you something, folks. I've seen people enter the record books all over the world. So, Ben, you may be surprised to hear...
Yeah, but Alex, that's just you doing a voice. That doesn't help me.
Doesn't help.
So what were you even planning with that? Where was that?
Just that, you know, sometimes a character comes in at the end, sort of resolves all the problems.
Right, well, it hasn't worked, has it?
Or hasn't it? Hello, boys. I'm Sir Percival Saxby. We haven't much time.
Don't do it again.
Okay.
Well, I'm genuinely really sorry, Ben. I know how much getting into the record books meant to you.
Guys, you really need to wrap up. Ben, you're due at a photo shoot.
Photo shoot? What's this, mate?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to be on the front cover of Sports Monthly.
Oh, my God, I keep forgetting to ask. How is the running going?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, last weekend I got the 800-metre world record, so, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, that sounds much better than
the census thing. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, sorry to make it all about... Well, I mean, either way, we've had a lot of fun, so...
So, sorry, you say either?
Yeah, I say either, yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, I forget how this works now.
Good night.
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen. The producer was Sam Bryant, and it was a BBC Studios production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Please just let me out. Oh, God.
With every second that goes by, the ceiling creaks down further towards you. The switch to stop it can be found at the bottom of the vat of acid. Submerge your hand or be crushed.
No, please, no, I can't.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, God. Okay, here goes.
Nice one, Steve. You're done.
Mike, it's been you under that mask all along. This has been absolutely terrifying.
Well, yeah, so no hiccups anymore.
You're right, they've completely gone.
The Pin.
Well, there's our first sketch. Hello, I'm Ben. I'm joined as per by dear Alex. And together, we are The Pin. Alex, I see you in a world of confusion.
Well, yeah, sorry, Benny. I'm still thinking about that first sketch. I mean, he's cured the hiccups, fine. But he's treated his friend like a pile of, excuse the phrase, dog's business.
The whole friendship, it stinks. I would personally have him shot.
Mm. Who, the torturer or the mate?
Both.
Oh.
Well, if you enjoyed that frankly bizarre scenario, then stay tuned, as there are plenty more on the way.
Well, but first, I'd just like to say something quickly, Ben. Yeah. Might sound a bit weird, but...
Ooh.
It does sound weird.
I thought it might. Good. Okay.
The pin.
Hey, Sarge, can I have a word?
Mick, if I didn't have time for the most esteemed veteran on this whole damn police force, then where would we be, eh?
Thanks. Well, look, I was just wondering if I could maybe take Thursday off.
What? But, Mick, you're retiring on Friday.
Well, this is the thing, because on Thursday, I'm going to be one day away from retirement. And I've noticed that that's when all the bad stuff happens.
All the bad stuff?
Well, yeah, getting done in by a crook, being taken hostage.
Yeah, you're going mad, Mick.
No,
what
I'm not right.
About?
Remember when John got shot by the Sparks gang?
Oh, God damn it. He was only one day away from retirement. Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when you join the police force, you've got two key periods to get through. One is, you know, when you're a day away from retirement, and the other is, well, remember Tommy?
Oh, it breaks my heart. He was just a kid. Oh,
just a kid.
The other one.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking about it for even just a second, I can see that rubric applies to literally all the cops I've ever known. Nice one, mate. Take Thursday off.
Thanks, Sarge.
Oh, Mick, I wanted to ask, in a few months' time, how would you feel about coming out of retirement, you know, for just one last job?
Cannot see a problem with that.
The pin.
Oh, poor Benny, that lad's thinking ahead.
Ah, yes, you see, dear listener, tonight we're determined to safeguard the pin's future. We evolve or we die. Don't believe me? Just ask the dodo.
But, Ben, the dodo's... I see what you mean.
Yeah. Okay. We recently watched a documentary about Darwin and learned how innovation prevents extinction.
And we learned that if you don't invest in your ISA before the 5th of March...
That was a banking advert.
All good lessons. Yeah. So tonight we'll be trying some new features to evolve the pin. Here's one, Benny. It's a new bit I call Alex's Rant, where I get up on my blooming soapbox and go on an hilarious rampage against all those little things that just grind my gears. Music, please. Now, I'm sorry, guys, but what the heck is the deal with postal codes? They're completely random. Okay, W2, fine, but then what's next to it? W9. Then where's M4? Well, it's right up next to M11. I mean, what sort of cack-handed, imbecilic...
Well, it's dictated by distance from sorting officers.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually very efficient. I think the system's won awards.
Well, good work, Royal Mail. Look, Headmaster, I'm just pleased to give something back to the school I loved.
Well, £5 million will build quite a library.
And to think that... Well, my name will live on as a byword for learning and discovery.
Yeah, on that, actually, we were,
What?
Well, yeah, we were just going to ask, how would you feel about just calling it the school library?
What?
You
know? Well, why? The whole point is that my name will live on
as a byword, for learning and discovery. Yeah, absolutely. The only thing is, Mr. Big Willy, is that...
Okay, here we go again. You can't name it after me because my name's Big Willy. Well, I'm sick of it. It's the same damn story every time. I try to fund a public swimming pool. What do they call it?
I guess anything other than the Big Willy swimming pool.
They went with the Ealing Leisure Centre. Mm. And what about the fortune I sunk into the Big Willy Art Gallery, or as you may know it, the Tate Modern? Where have they plucked Tate from?
Well, look, why don't we just use your first name?
What, Dick?
Yeah, I mean, that's just short for...
Dick Bag.
Wow. Dick Bag Big Willy.
Strange parents, strange life. Well, you can call it the school library. I'll know the truth.
Thanks, Dick.
Please, use my real name.
I'd rather not.
The pin.
Nice work, Benny.
Thanks, Alex. Another classic bit of post-sketch banter there. You know, mate, part of our evolution should be protecting that sort of repartee. You know, people might try and copy that.
Yeah, good point. Guys, please do be on the lookout for knock-off versions of that banter. Here are some telltale signs that you are not hearing the original. Nice work, Benny.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you instead of thanks.
Fake.
Nice work, Benny.
Thanks, Alex.
Hang on, what are all these lizards doing here?
Lizards get involved.
Fake.
We don't know what that is.
Yeah, so actually, if you hear that one, that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. In fact, if you do hear that, could you let us know? Because we'd be quite interested to find out what's going on there.
Yeah. Now, dear listener, time for our most important evolutionary step. When most creatures get ill, they become prey.
not the pin, because we're hiring understudies. So if we get sick, we have replacements whose voices match ours exactly. Alex, I asked you to scour the world to find our perfect sound-alikes. Time for the great unveiling. I'm personally very excited, and no doubt this is going to get very confusing with so many identical voices.
Yeah, but yeah. I think... Well, here for their first rehearsal, it's Javon and Moira.
Thank you, Alexander.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
Oh, for... the hell... Don't sound a thing like us.
Yeah, I've had quite a lot on, so...
I've had quite a lot... Why did you even dig these two up?
Well, Moira's my aunt, and Javon's my second cousin.
So not even performers?
No, Moira's trod the board, didn't it, Moira?
Does a St. Stephen's Church production of Pirates of Penzance count?
To be perfectly frank, no, it does not.
All right, fine. But, Javon, you've gripped the stage, haven't you, mate?
No.
Oh, right.
Do I get my 20 quid soon?
Cheeky. Not to even rehearse, you sly get.
We're not rehearsing anything with a newborn baby and an ancient relic.
No, Moira, you don't look a day over 50.
I'm afraid you do, Moira. You look a good deal older than 50.
I'm only 68.
Oh, real spring chicken. Looking forward to doing your GCSEs?
Yeah, so much for vision.
Wasn't talking to you, Javon, but that doesn't fill me with confidence.
I'm sorry, do you want us to leave?
Sorry, I genuinely couldn't hear you there over the sound of the penny dropping.
All right, man, this whole thing's weird anyway.
Cool. So you reckon they got the gig?
No,
not quite right.
It's Alex and Ben, the pin.
Time for a bit of life coaching. I'm Dan Splash. Enjoy it. Sorry. I mean, enjoy our sessions, I suppose. Let's life coach. Fantastic. Good morning, Ethan.
My name's Evan.
Great. Let's get confidential. Confident. Let's get... I'm sorry I'm so late. I got chucked off the bus for throwing up in the driver's clothes.
Is that a joke?
Oh, if you want. I'm Dan Splash. Let's get confident. Let's get our life sorted, mate.
Sorry, Dan, you said you'd be here at 10.
Oh, sorry, I meant 10 to 3.
Well, it's 3:30.
Let's get confidence. Let's get confident.
Well, you don't sound confident at all.
Oh, we're having a little banter. You look like an idiot pig, mate. So you've met me? You've seen what I'm about? Life coaching. What do you reckon?
Well, you've come to the right place and you definitely need some.
Yeah, you've been highly recommended.
The pin.
Oh, Ben, mate, you might want to go check everything's all right in our dressing room.
What? Why?
I've just remembered I put loads of rubbish bins and, like, wet dogs
what?
Back there.
Why the hell would you do that?
I know, genuinely. Ugh.
What do you mean, genuinely? That's an absolutely appalling decision.
Yeah.
I've got my clothes in there for later. We're going for a drink. Sorry doesn't count right.
Worked like a dream. Right, guys, Ben's been getting so stressed about this evolutionist stuff that I've hatched a plan to chill him out. Basically, whenever Ben thinks I'm getting too big for my boots, he loves using the phrase, don't blow your own trumpet. So, I have put myself through a crash course in classical trumpet... And the next time he dishes up the phrase, I'll be ready to give him a fun little tootle on this trumpet. Right, guys, don't give the game away. He's going to love this. Hey, Ben, hey. Ooh, might be interested to know, Ben, I speak really very good French.
I've never seen so many dogs or bins in my life.
Oh, fun fact... I'm very good at baking.
Why are you telling me this? There are piles and piles of rubbish back there, and you've soaked these poor critters in God knows what kind of liquid.
They're
flailing about there.
I'm
like,
just trying to think. Have I travelled quite a lot? Yeah, I have travelled quite a lot.
We need to get some proper cleaning products in there. Are you telling me about your travelling? I'm going to call the RSPCA as soon as possible.
Sorry, I'm just thinking, Ben. I'm quite fast at running.
The pooches have toppled the bin, boy. I can hardly go in there for critters.
I'm just thinking...
It's like Top Cat gone wrong back just there.
So I'm just thinking, because I've said I travel quite a lot, baking, running. Arrogant, innit? To say all that.
How did you get the dogs in the building?
Just thinking that You could say that I am, because I'm being arrogant, so you could say I'm bleu. Bleu, bleu, bleu. Are you ill? Oh, fine. All right, let's just do the next sketch. This one should be good.
Well, all right, it might be. Don't count your chickens.
That's the phrase he uses.
Gary, what do you mean it's not working?
It's stuck on shuffle. I can't change
it. How is it stuck on shuffle?
I don't know how it's stuck on shuffle. The playlist won't respond.
Oh, Christ. Well, look, we can't wait any longer. We'll have to risk it. Just announce me.
OK, all right. And in the red corner, weighing in at £300, is Barry Bone Crusher Briggs. I mean, thank God it landed on your song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're coming to the end of tonight's show. Benny, do you think we've safeguarded the pin's future?
No, not at all, to be honest. I don't think that's happened at all. I think your postcode rant didn't work at all. The understudies were a complete joke, and backstage is an absolute tip. It's genuinely like a bomb has hit it. You know, if anything, we've de-evolved. You know, if a rival species came along now, we'd be complete...
Gentlemen, we have an announcement.
After you kicked us off, we got chatting backstage and we realised we've got some great chemistry.
So, we've decided to form our own duo.
Well, if Darwin was right, this can only mean one thing. A sketch-off, right now, to the death. Tonight we do battle to find out who has the finest sketches.
No.
Who?
After seeing your sketches, comedy is the last thing we want to do.
We're getting into music. We've been jamming backstage the whole time.
Yes, we're doing jazz meets stomp-style street percussion.
What? Since when were you into that kind of thing?
Since we found a trumpet and a bunch of bins backstage.
Come on, jam on. I think the Wet Dogs would be novel backing dancers.
That's a great idea.
Alex, of course. That's what the bins, dogs and trumpet were about. You weren't messing around. It was to divert evolutionary rivals away from comedy and into hybrid street music. It's a future-proofing masterpiece.
Yeah.
Well, we did it. We have evolved the pin.
Oh, not bad for me, eh, pal?
All right, well, don't blow your own trumpet.
You're joking.
The Pin was written and performed by Ben Ashenden and Alex Owen and featured Layla Hoffman and Taj Miles. The producer was Sam Bryant and it was a BBC Studios production. And now it's over.
The Pin.
Daddy?
Yes, dear child?
What did you do in the war?
Well, I worked for the propaganda unit. So I devised slogans such as, Daddy, what did you do in the war? To make fathers concerned that their children wouldn't be impressed by their wartime careers.
So you didn't even fight?
That's backfired.
The Pin.
Well, that's our first sketch. Hello, everyone. I'm Ben. Next to me is Alex, and together we are The Pin. Alex, why the wry smile?
Well, I'm just thinking about that little situation. That cheeky youngster's caught his dad out there. Brilliant.
There's nothing brilliant about the humiliation of a war hero.
Good point. The child should be hanged.
No.
No. He should be made king now.
No.
Something
in the middle.
In the middle, yeah.
You focus, Alex.
Sorry, Benny, I know tonight's important.
Indeed it is. You see, dear listener, tonight BBC Radio are cutting one of their shows. So we've come up with a plan to make us indispensable. This episode won't just be fun, but also informative.
We can hardly get cut if we entertain and educate.
Educate.
Learning already.
Yeah. So first up, to stave off the axe, here's an educational skit. I'll be playing a sperm, and Alex will be playing an egg.
Hey, sperm.
Oh, hi, egg. Here's something interesting for you.
Oh, yeah?
Did you know that the volcanic eruption that preserved Pompeii... ...lasted a whole 24 hours?
Well, that's a full day. Well, you're certainly hot on your history.
Not as hot as that magma. Good stuff.
Yeah. I thought it might be a bit more to do with reproduction, but yeah, still good stuff. The lesson there, guys, volcanoes.
Well, and humility.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my sperm character was wearing a medal, which he didn't mention once.
The Pin.
The art of the assassin is the art of timing. We'll reach Westminster as the king leaves, mingle with the crowd, and plant the bomb undetected.
Glory will be ours this day.
Quite so, my friend. Ah, Big Ben, we are close. And it's 1 o'clock, so plenty of time before the king departs from... Oh, it's 2 o'clock. Well, that still leaves us good time to 3 o'clock. The day's flown by. All right, quickly then, we should... How is it 4 o'clock? I mean, we left straight after breakfast. But we really should hurry then, as the king leaves at exactly 1:30. The king's gone. Bloody hell!
Are there sometimes delays with the ceremony, maybe?
Oh, quite so, Gibson, quite so. Not all is lost. If we hasten now with speed, and it's basically night time. How is this possible? That means we've been walking for 8 hours. No way. No way is it that late. If you think that genuinely the weirdest day of my life... Not even surprised now. How are we not starving? All I've had is a slice of toast. So it's 11 at night. Let's not mince words. It's 11 p.m. Can we just take a moment to recognise it's a full 10 hours later than we actually thought? Surreal. Utterly surreal to hear another chime. I mean, Gibson, what do you make of all this?
Sorry, I've just been really enjoying this busker's fine bell ringing.
Oh, thank goodness, it wasn't Big Ben. We do still have time.
Oh, no, he only comes out at midnight.
My body clock is worthless.
OK, guys, here's a lesson in self-defence. I'm going to run through a little self-defence tutorial. Alex, mate, I want you to pretend to be a mugger.
OK.
OK, I want you to come at me and ask me for my valuables. Now, watch what I do. It's not going to hurt, right? Okay. Watch what I do, guys. I'm going to turn that situation around in my favour in one very, very simple move. Here we go.
Oh, wait, give me your wallet now.
No, let's have some of this Christmas pudding, Grandma. Now, that's a lovely evening in now.
Cool.
Wonderful evening in. And with a great lady.
And obviously, yeah, and if the mugger's not your grandma, then...
Then why have you invited her around for Christmas?
Simple.
That's my question. Now, with every home makeover I do, the best part is showing my client the finished product. So, Greg, I can't wait. Let's step through to your new living room.
Oh, wow.
Now, how about those curtains?
They're perfect. They're perfect. Wow. And this is the rug from the catalogue?
The exact same, yeah. And we've got the lighting fixtures you like.
Yeah, they're lovely. They work really well with the antique sofas.
Don't they? So the floors are laminate, but they can...
Sorry, what? Yep. Sorry, what's that that frame above the fireplace?
So that's what we said, like, a painting might go.
Yeah, but not a painting of you.
Well, it's not just me, is it? It's me and...
My wife. Yeah. Holding hands.
No. So, I mean, you wouldn't have to put that there.
Well, no, I definitely wouldn't put it there.
You could put it in the dining room.
I'm not putting it anywhere.
No. Not a fan of the acrylic oil blend, that's
fine. No, it's not... Acrylic oil... Sorry, did you paint that?
Well, that sort of depends on what you mean, but because obviously the original layout of this room is classical in form, but...
Did you?
Yep.
Why?
Why does anyone fall in love?
I'm tempted to give you the benefit of the doubt there and assume that you've fallen in love with painting and not...
Joanne.
But you know her name.
Yeah. The gorgeous Joanne.
And gorgeous has rather sealed the deal. Why are you both on a unicorn?
I think that's just because, in my mind at least, that would just be such like an amazing experience.
So hence your speech bubble saying, this is an amazing experience.
Oh yeah, I've forgotten there's a speech bubble on this one.
This one? Okay, fine. Look, just show me through to the bedroom.
Sure, follow me through to the bedroom, or as I'm now calling it, the art gallery.
The Pin.
Now, guys, in the spirit of informing as well as entertaining, here's a bit of news. The Royal Mint are changing the historical figure on the new batch of £10 notes. And that got me thinking. Personally, I reckon they should commemorate the original designer of the £10 note by putting him on the new notes, holding up his famous creation of the first £10 note. And actually, on that original £10 note would be the picture of the guy who designed the first £5 note. So he'd be on there, on the note within the note within the note, holding up the first £5 note. And then on that note, there'd be the guy who originally designed the first £1 note, and on and on and on and on, all the way back to the Middle Ages. Who would you go for, Benny?
Brunel.